You're listening to Juno Afternoon here on Monday, September 24th, 2018. Scott Burton, your host. It's about 17 minutes until the top of the hour. My guest now is Allison Eddins. She is a community planner for the city and borough of Juno. We're here to talk about the Historic and Cultural Preservation Plan and a public meeting coming up this Wednesday at 6 p.m. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So CBJ's Historic and Cultural Preservation Plan.
It's a little bit of a mouthful. So this is a planning initiative that Community Development and the Historic Resources Advisory Committee, we've been working on this for the past 2 years. So Juno currently has a preservation plan, but that plan is over 20 years old. And we realized that it's time to update that plan, to start having deeper conversations with the community about what preservation means to them. And certainly we want to continue maintaining our historic buildings and making sure that the character of some of our older neighborhoods stays intact. But we realize that preservation isn't just about saving the built environment that still exists. It's about recognizing that the history of Juno didn't start in 1725 when Captain Cook and Vancouver and all of their guys came here. There was a rich history and traditions that still survive to this day, and there's sites that are sacred that we should recognize, and they should be given equal weight to our more recent history. And so that's really the social reason that we wanted to take on this planning project. But for a more practical reason, within the state of Alaska, there is a Office of Historic Preservation, and that office is the collector for federal funds from the National Park Service that are geared toward preservation efforts. And in order to receive those grant funds, you have to maintain this status. And one of those statuses that you must maintain is to have a recent and an adopted preservation plan. And a great thing that we're seeing throughout the state is more and more communities are becoming credited there. So there's more competition for this limited amount of funds that are available. So on a practical level, we're doing this for to make sure that Juno is, you know, remains competitive for
and
these funds.
You say this version of the plan you've been working on for about 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are some of the things that – what have you been taking into consideration, and what have you developed?
Yeah. So, well, the first thing that we did is we realized that if we wanted to take on the task of telling the history of Juno and celebrating our culture, we realized that you have to go and you have to talk to people, and you have to get these stories directly from them, and they have to tell you what it is they want you to do, and then our job is just to do it. So the first year and a half, the focus was solely on community outreach and community engagement, and we had multiple public meetings. We had smaller focus group meetings, and we just asked people very basic questions. What does preservation mean to you? Where is it that Juno, what could we be doing better? What have we done right? And then we analyzed all of that data, and then we looked to see who we had heard from. And we had heard from folks like you and me, regular citizens. But we realized what we didn't hear from were other CBJ departments. We hadn't really heard from representatives from state agencies. We hadn't heard from representatives from like Sea Alaska or Douglas Indian Association or the Filipino Community Board. We needed to hear from the Park Service. And so we realized that in order for this plan to really be successful, we needed to have that agency and governmental buy-in. So then we reached out directly to those groups and then started having really specialized conversations with them. And we think that we heard everything that everyone said. We hope that we've incorporated everything. And so we want to have this meeting on Wednesday just to ask folks to, you know, please critique our work. Tell us, did we get this right?
And again, this meeting is this Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 on the third floor of the Senate building. Is
that right?
That's right.
Yep. I think the address is 175 South Franklin.
Okay. And so is this a place or a time for people to come with new ideas, or is this for people who have seen, have been a part of this process to make sure they got it right, as you said?
It's both. It's both. If you haven't been involved in the process but would like to, please come to the meeting. I understand that not everyone wants to speak publicly. So if you want to participate, if you have something to say but would rather say it in an email or would rather say it in a small meeting, then, you know, please come get my contact information. I will set up a time to meet with you.
What are a few examples of things you've been hearing from the public? What?
Yeah, right. So there's a few major themes that we have heard over the past 2.5 years. One of the big ones is that this preservation plan should acknowledge past injustices. We should recognize that our history doesn't always have to be the stuff we're proud of. Our history should just be an honest representation of what happened here. And we should recognize that, and we should share that history in an open and honest way. I think we need to have awkward, uncomfortable conversations, but it has to happen. You know, and we're seeing it. We're seeing lots of really good things happening, but this plan will just be a way for the city to formally say, we support that. We see value in preservation of not just our built environment, but preserving our culture as well. And one other cool thing that we've heard is people want to see more of their history and culture in places that are available to everyone. Everybody is so into public art. People want to see art. People want to see murals. I think everyone is in love with the recent downtown road reconstruction. It's fabulous. It's wonderful. And people want to see more of it. People also want to see this data that we've been collecting, this historical and cultural data, easily accessible to the community. And they also want to see an array of incentives, some kind of financial and economic incentive as a way to encourage property owners to rehabilitate and reuse a lot of their historic properties. And we're seeing really good data from other communities that they have done the research, and there's a huge connection between rehabbing and reusing older buildings and maintaining an affordable housing stock in your town, and also supporting sustainability efforts, two programs that are really important to Juneau. So we see the connectivity, and the community sees it as well. And they've been telling us that they want us to make sure that the plan reflects that.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Allison Eddins. She is a community planner, and we're talking about the CBJ Historic and Cultural Preservation Plan and a public meeting this Wednesday evening from 6 to 7:30 in the Senate building there on the third floor. So far I've heard you mention buildings, sustainability, public art. Mm-hmm. What else does this encompass, and what are its geographic boundaries?
So the boundaries are the entire borough. And, you know, I think that's a little bit of a misconception. When people think of preservation in Juneau, they just think of the historic district. And we totally get it, because that's mostly what the conversation is about. So we want to just start to change that a little bit. And, you know, the plan really takes a holistic view of preservation. And I think it's just a way – I think – we learned, you know, everybody talks about millennials and how they're just, you know, taking over the world, and, you know, creating this like broad way of looking at preservation is a way to make sure that it stays relevant. If the only thing we're concerned about is the cornice and the kick plate of a building, which are very important, but if that's all the conversation is about, we lose a lot of people, and we we think and what we've heard from the community is that we would really be doing Juno a disservice if we didn't take this holistic view.
All right. So this meeting is from 6 to 7:30 this Wednesday night at the Senate building. And we've been speaking with Allison Eddins. I linked to your website from ours, which is kto.org/JunoAfternoon. Mm-hmm. So there's a link there, listeners. Or where else can people get more information?
So people can go to juno.org/history/preservation plan.
All right. And what's this presentation going to look like on Wednesday? How do you present a presentation or a preservation plan?
Right. So what we're going to do, we're just going to give a very brief kind of overview of the planning process so far. So for those of you who are listening and want to come on Wednesday, you may hear some of the same things. I'll try to make it a little different. And then we're going to talk about the benefits of preservation, not just the benefits to, you know, the community and creating a sense of place, but there are really some tangible benefits like affordable housing, like sustainability. And then we're just going to have an open house. We're going to have all of the goals and the action items on big sheets of paper, and we just want people to go around and with little stickers mark on the goals and the action items, mark the ones that are the most important to you. And then we want to hand out sheets of paper, and we want people to say, you know, what is it that you want to see in a preservation plan, and have them write that down. And then that way we can make sure that we're getting all of that information. And then we also want to ask them, what is it that we missed? Do you see anything that we overlooked? And then this meeting will mark the day one of a 30-day public comment period. So we'll have this meeting. We'll have many other small meetings. And then we'll have 30 days to get the information from the public, and then we'll spend some time and incorporate all of that information. And then the next step would be to go to start the process. We would go to the Planning Commission and have public meetings, and then we would go to the Assembly, and hopefully at the end of the process, the city would have a newly adopted Historic and Cultural Preservation Plan.
Sounds very democratic.
It is very democratic. Well, you got to be democratic. Like I said, when you're attempting to tell someone's story and the story of their history and their people, you can't do it without their support.
Allison Eddins, meet her this Wednesday night from 6 to 7:30 in the Senate building downtown. We'll be talking about the Historic and Cultural Preservation Plan and your opportunity to contribute to it. Allison, thank you so much. Is there anything we're missing?
No, thanks for having me. And I just want keep people engaged. There's a lot of really good planning efforts going on throughout the borough. So please stay engaged. Help us make it better.
Thank you.